still talking about energy lines companies, are having to spend less money than they would like to upgrade and add capacity to their networks over the next decade. A majority of New Zealanders are worried that the network will not hold up in extreme weather events over the coming decade. They're also worried it will become unaffordable. And that's according to a survey taken late last year on behalf of the Consumer Advocacy Council, which represents small electricity consumers. We spoke to Deborah Hart a little earlier in the program. The Electricity Networks Association says the sector has already budgeted billions in spending, but because they are monopolies, their spending is capped at 4.5% of their asset base. The association's chief executive, Graham Peters, is with us now. Kia ora.
Morena.
If you had lots and lots of money, what would you do?
Well, we are expecting to spend about $22 billion in the next 10 years. Now, that's for everything. About $13.5 billion on what we would call capital expenditure, which is the kit. That's a lot of money, clearly. But post-Gabriel, we're expecting that we need to spend another $2 billion. But that's a bit of a drop in the bucket, because when we look at the necessity of improving the networks for decarbonisation, for electrification, we're looking at doubling the total CapEx spend. So there's a lot of money that is required. Now, that's quite scary, I know, for consumers, because that research says, hey, we want resilience and we also want
affordability.
So that money at the moment has to come from consumers. The good news is that people will be spending less money on gas and also petrol, and especially after 2030. So they'll be spending more on electricity, but they'll be spending less on other energy sources. So on balance, they'll actually be saving money in the longer term.
They'll be spending less on gas, on power, fuel, you mean?
On petrol.
Why?
And also on gas.
Why?
Well, because they'll eventually move to electric cars, so they won't be buying petrol. And also people will eventually be phasing out their gas appliances and the gas network.
You know, EVs are a whole other problem for electricity supply, though, aren't they? I mean, can we provide all the power that's required?
Absolutely we can, and that's one of the reasons why we need to invest in the networks. But we do need to do that cleverly, and we need to make sure that we can manage the peak loads, especially at 6 p.m. in winter and early in the morning. And so part of the investment is actually developing new tools to do that, so we can lower the peak load and spread it out during the day and at night when actually there's not much power being used.
How far away are you from doing that?
Oh, we're doing it now. There's trials underway.
But widespread implementation.
We're moving peak loads, but there's still a wee way to go in that approach. More investment's required. And coming back to the Commerce Commission, look, we're talking to them about making their approach more flexible. We're having a good conversation with them.
You mean to enable you to spend more than the current cap?
Yeah, well, enable us to have more flexibility to spend.
What does that mean?
Well, it means at the moment we can only spend it as we really, really need to spend it. So what we would like to have is more flexibility to spend ahead of the curve. So spend it early rather than right at the last minute. And that's something we're talking to them about, to try and improve the regulations around that.
All right. Anything else?
No, just the importance of also things like tree regulations, roading, comms, distributed generation, having generation in the provinces so that people can turn that on. Those are all great things to keep the networks more resilient.
A tree regulation, what's the problem there?
Well, about half the outages in the last cyclone were caused by trees falling on power lines. The government's reviewing the tree regulations. We're really encouraging us to get the ability to manage trees better around power lines so that it just don't fall on them as much. We'll never stop it, but if we can reduce it, that means that saves money and also reduces the number of outages.
That would seem to be quite simple and sensible. Why isn't it being done now?
Well, that's a good question. It is being done now, but it has taken a lot longer than we wanted. We've been asking for a review for, 5 years or so, but the minister, though, has actually approved the review, and that's underway.
After 5 years?
Yeah, it was pretty slow, but as I say, they reckon it's a complicated issue. It's not that complicated in our view.
What, just knock a tree down or trim it if it's going to interfere with the power lines? That's a complicated thing.
Yeah, so basically that means looking at the tree and just making decisions based on how risky that is to that particular power line and cutting it back or removing it. And that, and also with forestry, moving it back so that they don't fall on power lines. That would make a huge difference to resilience in New Zealand. So if we could do that, we could save a whole load of money.
I did an interview a little earlier this morning arguing that we needed to keep on using gas because electricity is not going to keep up with our demand and renewables aren't going to be sufficiently renewable. What's your view of continuing gas?
Well, look, gas is actually an important contributor to household energy consumption, and it's also used for generating electricity, and it's got some real advantages there. So gas is actually something that's really good as a transition fuel to eventually phasing it out, and that's certainly something we shouldn't do in the short to medium term, which it should be a longer term issue to reduce our reliance on gas. And
the operative word presumably is transition, though. I mean, faced with the urgency of climate change, a transition needs to be just that rather than something that we rely on for the long term.
Yeah, so that transition is actually about transitioning the gas network from fossil fuels to other forms of gas, which are renewable or biogas. So it's about giving them time also to transition away from fossil fuels, which cause the emissions. So I think it's a good thing that the gas network keeps going. It's certainly helpful from the electricity network's perspective that there is gas, because if we remove gas tomorrow, there's no way we would be able to service some of the communities and certainly not businesses either.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Graham Peters is the Chief Executive of the Electricity Networks Association. It represents, 27 of the lines companies.